If the esrog was cracked from the top to the bottom, a feeling of chosik klum puzzle, even though nothing's missing, but there's a crack in it. We're not talking about the indentations that you see, and the outside skin is intact. The outside skin was also cracked, just there's no flesh missing. According to this opinion, as long as there's a drop of it intact, if the crack was not from the bottom to the top, it's kosher. The top of the esrog, as we'll see later exactly how much high up is considered that top, is much more delicate. That's the part people see more. In the second opinion, they hold that it's on the top part of the esrog called the choytim, then even a small crack over there would pass them. They say it doesn't have to be fully cracked. That's enough, the majority of the crack. Now we're saying, how deep does the crack have to be? It has to be the majority of the thickness of that white peel of the esrog.